the show. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining for me today for Energy Clearing for Life Force. You know, for some reason, my voice is a little scratchy today. Yesterday was so fascinating. I moved to a small town. I've been living in a big city for 30 years. So anyhow, I moved to a small town, and the entire town had no internet yesterday. I'm not joking. Can you fathom that? Oh my goodness. So it was a really interesting experience. I found myself reading. Yeah, I was reading. I mean, I love to read, but who has time to read? So what do we do when there is no connectivity to the internet, when we've come to use it as our lifeblood? It's fascinating. So my question to you today is to explore your life without quite so much giving of your life force to the internet, or giving of your life force to the constant feedback of others, right? So as you tune into your own life force, your own chi, you're going to hold that sacred. You're going to hold your own gut take sacred. This is different from anything that isn't that. Does that make sense? Whew. Yeah. We are not typically encouraged to follow our own chi. We're typically encouraged to do what the teacher wants. So in school, behave how the teacher states. It's time for art. Okay, it's time for PE. Okay, it's time for a nap. I mean, if you're in kindergarten, maybe you feel like jumping off the wall and they say lay down for 20 minutes, right? It's time for dinner. Maybe you're not hungry. So when you're young, everything is regulated as far as what you're supposed to be or what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to feel like and do. And then I was reading the saddest statistic. Of course, I don't know if it's true, that 74% of people really dislike their day jobs. So now you go to a day job and someone else is regulating your performance. So you will, when I was a news reporter, you will write this article. You will write these 10 articles, or you'll write this article. You will go out and cover this story, right? And so maybe I didn't feel like going out and being in a city council meeting and dressing up, but it didn't matter. That was my job and that's what I did. And my whole daily routine was determined by other people choosing for me and me choosing what I could be a yes to. I mean, we still have conscious choice, actually. So I actually did choose that I like to write news stories about various things. And I actually did find some joy in that. I remember one time I interviewed Zsa Zsa Gabor. Oh my gosh, she did not like me either at all. She's holding a little white fluffy dog when I interviewed her. It was on the beach in Santa Barbara. I lived in some very nice places when I did this work for others. And I asked her some really mean questions. I don't even know what was going on with me at the time, but I didn't even flirt with her. Like, I had such an opportunity. I ended up trying to ask her these crazy questions about her age and stuff. And it's very interesting how I went against her. It's very interesting. I don't think I would do that if I did that again. When I interviewed Jay Leno, oh my gosh, it was so different. It was so funny. He told me that I asked him questions like, what makes you laugh? And he told me these stories about his dad. Oh my gosh. I was in the newsroom and I was talking to him by phone. That's how long ago that was. And I was writing the notes down because I didn't trust recordings not to flub up, and I wanted to make sure I had everything that he said. And I was laughing so hard, it was hard for me to write. Jay Leno was hysterical. So anyhow, back to the grindstone that I'm talking about. When we're trained from basically birth to do what other people say every hour, when we are given complete freedom, sometimes it can be daunting. I'd like to encourage you today to explore what freedom you can have within the choices that you have. Start looking at what's your yes energy and what's your no energy, and then seeing how you can shift, just keep shifting bits at a time into more of your yes energy, to more of your own rhythms, more of your own sleeping patterns. How much sleep do you need? How much food do you need? What do you like to eat? And as you honor your own internal yeses, and I'm not talking about like, oh, okay, just wake up and stay in bed all day. When your life force grows, you actually have more energy for creativity and more energy for projects. So the way to get more energy for projects is to focus on things that are a yes for you. Okay, I'm going to say it again. That's kind of complicated. Well, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was obvious. I don't know. Complicated or obvious. So the way that you get more energy is to do things that are a yes for you. So I was coaching someone about interviewing for a job, and I said, be enthusiastic about their company. Be enthusiastic about what they make and what they offer. They're going to look for that yes. They're trying to hire you. They're looking for that yes. So now, if you hate what they make, then don't go work there, right? So I'm not saying don't have a job. I'm saying be in a place where you're in a yes space and then look for more yeses, more yes energy. Actually, you know what? I have a friend. I want to think. Her name's Megan Walraj. She's an author. She actually has a whole program on living your yes, and it's a very good program. So, what you want to do is just keep looking for that inside voice that will shine brighter when you're on your path, and that's the really the crux of energy clearing for life force, because we want to remove the blockages. And oh my gosh, guys, I have a big, huge thing. Big huge apology. I wasn't able to teach my crown chakra clearing on the 8th on Lionsgate. I had scheduled it. I offered it free. I had people show up right about 20 minutes and right before the Lionsgate meditation. The whole internet went down for the whole town I'm in. I couldn't even get to the internet to tell people that were on the call that I couldn't get to the internet. Couldn't even let people know that I wasn't there. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious I wasn't there since, I wasn't there. Oh my gosh. So I'm going to be holding a makeup, and I was trying to figure it out because it's Lionsgate. So it was supposed to be August 8th, but what I'm doing is I'm going to have it on the 18th. So I'm going to have a crown chakra clearing on the 18th, which is a Sunday, and that's going to be at 10 a.m. Pacific on Sunday the 18th. I'm going to hold a crown chakra clearing Zoominar to make up for the one that I didn't finish yesterday. And yeah, life's like that sometimes. So as you go about your day, look for your yeses. Look for the places where things light you up and turn you on and turn you up. And when things turn you down, it's important to acknowledge them and then see where you can know the no's and yes, the yeses. All right.